Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. It's the best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do thank you for another opportunity that you have given us to rise and to shine and to give your name all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And so, Father God, this is what we do with a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving unto you and unto you alone. As we come, Father God, we confess every sin of omission and commission. We ask that you would forgive us, and we thank you for doing so. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. Father God, and now we surrender the day back over to you and to your mighty hands, Father God, for your will and your purposes to be revealed. We thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, we thank you for the endurance of this ministry, the effectiveness of this ministry, and we thank you for where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. Father God, we ask that you will bless our services today, Father God, as we come together, anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. In Jesus' name, Father, may you and you alone be glorified. May your people be edified. Satan is already horrified, and we win and he loses. So we bless you and we say thank you, Father. We pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen again. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, top of the morning to you, and you, Lottie Dottie, everybody. Amen. Our brothers and sisters, amen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Amen. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. We want to especially welcome all of our first-time visitors to our service on today. Welcome, 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 welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served. The spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And since there's no time and distance in the spirit, amen, hallelujah, you've come to the right place. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, and we've been meeting here for the last 11 years and 6 months. Amen, hallelujah, every day. Amen, but we're still moving forward. Amen, because there's a call and a mandate on our lives to do so. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen, I am your host. Amen. Today, amen, and I take pleasure in serving the Lord and in serving his people. We are talking about the men of the Bible and walking through that. We Oh, wow. Well, I think we spent about 2 months on the women of the Bible. That was really wonderful. We're not even finished exhausting the women of the Bible. We're going to have to come back, amen, and pick up as the Lord leads us, amen. We might throw a woman in even while we're talking about the men of the Bible. I mean, because, look, without women, there would be no men. Amen. So we want to thank God for the man. Amen. God created man in his image. God created man first. We love the men. God loves the men, and the devil hates the men. Nobody's angry but the devil. Amen. And so we want to thank God. We pray that you have been enjoying, amen, our walkthrough. All right. So today, amen, we have one of our lovely ministry partners, amen. She is going to come and share with us on the book of Jonah, on the story of Jonah, on what we can learn from Jonah. What we're looking at when we're looking at the men and the women of the Bible, we're looking at their story. We're looking at what we can learn from them. See, we can learn. We can learn something, some of the good, the bad, the ugly, what to do, what not to do. See? You know, how they succeeded, how they, why they failed, or whatever their story is. The Bible tells us, amen, that the scriptures was written, beloved, for our admonition. Every story that's in the Bible, every event that's in the Bible, every scripture that's in the Bible is there on purpose. Now, the Bible is much, much more than what we have. There are some chapters that's not in the book that we call the Holy Bible. The scriptures tell us that. Yeah, there's some missing scriptures, but the point is this. Everything that we have is what we need. So let's not worry about what's missing. Amen. Let's live what we can read. Let's live what we know. Stop worrying about what you don't know. The Bible says if everything was in that book, we couldn't carry the Bible. We couldn't carry it. So we having a hard time carrying it and reading it now. You know, we would have a hard time carrying it and reading if everything was there. Okay, but we have what we need. We have what we need. Amen. Exactly what we need. God knows that. Amen. And that's enough. So we bless the Lord. At this time, amen, I want to introduce to some and present to others, amen, this woman of God, amen, who loves the Lord. She loves the Lord. Amen. She loves God's people. Amen. She is a wife. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. And she is a servant of the living God. Amen. And she walks in love. She walks in faith. And she walks in obedience. And she intends to see Jesus. Amen. Not just when she dies, but she's walking with Jesus even right now. Amen. Glory be to God and beloved. Amen. If we're going to die right, we got to live right. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Whatever's in your heart, when you take that last breath, that's what you're taking into eternity. And we prayed about that this morning on our 5 a.m. service. Amen. On social media. Amen. We talked about racism, that hatred in your heart. If you die with that hatred in your heart, you're going to go into eternity with that hatred in your heart. And I'm going to tell you where you're not going. You ain't going to heaven. I tell you that right now. You ain't going to heaven. It ain't but two places. It's not but two destinations, and you're not going to heaven. All right. But we want to thank God for the love that's in her heart. Amen. In Jesus' name. I'm talking about none other than our sister Gwendolyn Richardson. We want to thank God for her. Her husband came on, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, amen, and he shared with us on Jabez, amen, and now she is coming this morning to share with us on Jonah. So we pray that you have paper, pencil, amen, your Bible, amen, that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, that the Lord is speaking you through the word, amen. If you can't say amen, say ouch, and let God be glorified, amen. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our sister Gwendolyn Richardson, that we might receive her this morning, amen, for her grace and for her abilities in Jesus' name. Sister Richardson, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Yes, we can. Good morning. We can hear you. And can you just take it up this one notch?
Okay, just a minute. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise God. God is glory. He's all. He's everything. And I just want to thank you this morning, Father, for just the opportunity, the beautiful opportunity just to come before your presence and your people, Father. You are so wonderful. You're so gracious. You're so kind. And I just take it the honor just to be asked to just to speak on the book of Jonah, because even though I know I read this story, but you never read enough when you go back and you really. And I just want to thank you as I continue, Lord, to praise you this morning before I do anything else. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. And Lord, I just thank you each moment. Right now, I praise you. I honor you. I glorify you. I yield. I bow. I come boldly before the throne of grace, God. And I thank you for that privilege of doing that, Father. And this morning, you allow me to speak on the word of Jonah. And my text this morning is, one shouldn't not flee from his or her responsibility. The other, what are you afraid of? What was Jonah asked? Now, I'll go further into, you know, what God put in my heart, my mind, and my soul, and what I got from all of this, the book of Jonah. Jonah was called on a mission very similar to the other prophets. He was to cry repentance to a people, repentant in iniquity. Unlike other prophets have ever, Jonah responded by attempting to flee from his assignments. One of the overarching messages from the book of Jonah is compassion. Jonah was a prophet, and even though he had let God down in numerous ways, he was still forgiven because God showed Jonah unlimited love and compassion. Why did Jonah run from God's mission? Jonah, he escaped from the command to claim the word of God in Nineveh by flight to Tarshish because he is displeased with the display of divine. Now, this is just something I was thinking about as I was reading. And it said, Jonah, don't be afraid. One, God will test it. Two, you will confess it. Three, life was a mess. Four, Jesus is best. Five, when he shows up and gives us peace and rest. Now, at this men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord, providing a great fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. What is the main lesson from the book of Jonah? People also ask, what does Jonah teach us? Jonah flees from the Lord. And this is from the Jonah New International Version, tells us, the word of the Lord come to Jonah, son of Amittai, goes to the great city of Nineveh, and preached against its wickedness has come up before me, meaning the Lord. Why is sacrifice important to God? For it was the blood shed, his death, that provided Christians with redemption from sin. Christians sacrifice and serve is to mirror and celebrate in the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus, which provides with redemption. Why was Jonah swallowed by a large fish and brought to Nineveh? All the while, Jonah kept thinking about himself and his plight then. God had the big fish throw up Jonah unto the shores of Nineveh. Jonah then reached to Nineveh and was warned that the city would be destroyed in 40 days and to mend their ways before the time was up, so they would attend heaven. Why was Nineveh important to God? Well, Nineveh was an important junction for commercial routes, crossing the Tigris on the great Broadway between the Mediterranean Sea and Indiana Ocean. This uniting the East and the West is received wealth from many sources, so that it became of the greatest of all the regions, agents, cities, and the land capital. Now, when did Jonah die? Jonah returned from the edge of death. Jesus, who is greater than Jonah, returned from actual death. Second question was, where was Jonah born? He was born in the 9th century BCE, Gathapher of the northern kingdom of Israel. Why was Jonah angry that the Ninevites repented? Jonah, this will be found in Jonah 1 and 2. It seems strange that a preacher would be angry that his listeners would repent of their sins, but that is exactly Jonah's reaction to the Ninevites' repentance. Now, that's found in Jonah 4:2. Tells us why. Oh, Lord, it's not what I said when I was yet in my country. That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and a merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Jonah knew from the start that God is gracious and he's merciful. Jonah realized that the people of Nineveh responded to God would spare them. The prophet was angry at their repentance because he would rather see them destroyed. And as I was writing this, I was thinking, you know, the different things, the question that I asked, what are you afraid of? And what are you fleeing from? Before I got saved, I was just thinking about that. I remember at one point of my life, I think I was like in my early 20s and late or early 30s, and I know I wasn't obedient unto the Lord. And I remember fleeing. I remember I was in the hospital, and I remember flying down the hall, and I heard somebody say, "She's running. She's running from death." And at the time, I knew how young I was. I didn't understand really what was going on or whatever. But as I went on and I stayed in the hospital, I came out, and I remember taking medicine, and I remember the Lord telling me, "You're not going to need that medicine. You're going to need me. I'm your medicine." I still didn't understand. But as time went on, I was thinking as I was reading about the book of Jonah, how afraid I was to do this, especially in the Lord. I did bold things in the world, but when it came pertaining to the word of God, I didn't understand, even though I grew up in a minister home and so many different obstacles was going on, I didn't understand. And I know people spoke in my life, even when I was young, that God was going to use me. And my mother always would say, "I got 4 kids, but you're one of the wisest." I mean, a lot of things was put at me when I was younger, but I truly didn't understand. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I learned when God really delivered me and he set me free, I could be bold. I could come through speaking. I know he speaks for me. He speaks for everybody because he said, "Open up your mouth and I'll speak for you." And I remember when he did deliver me and set me free, people would just look at me and they would say, "Oh, she's so anointed." I didn't know what anointed was. And they would ask me to do this and they would do that. And I would just jump and do it. And I could feel the Holy Ghost. I could feel the Holy Spirit, which I didn't know none of that either. But I know boldness had to be in me. So God was just using me. And I just thank him so much for the book of Jonah when he was telling us in some of the scriptures when he's saying, I was thinking, Jonah was thinking about himself. And that's what it is when we're not saved, we do. We go to a thing where so we're not thinking about other people. And God tells us to esteem each other higher than we do ourselves. And, you know, as I got saved and delivered and I started getting mature and God started chiseling at me, I started to go to Bible classes. I started to go to Bible institutions. And he was just chiseling at me. And as I did my classwork, I would hear the teachers would say, give me an A or A plus on my assignments that I was doing, and I just got fascinated in the Word of God. And then my uncle, he became a minister, and I started really getting fascinated. And God is truly good, and I just love just the Word, any Word. I don't care, long as it's coming from the Word of God. And God is just so miraculous. He's so powerful. He's everything, and whatever you stand in need of God, you know that you give it to us. You said that's all we got to do is ask, and that's all we got to do is trust and obey, and you will do all these wonderful things in our life. And surely I have seen that. You have showed me, and I couldn't do nothing else but to praise you. I can't do nothing else but to walk in your will and walk in your way, because I know you're holding my hand. I know you never leave any of us. And I just thank you so much as I bow this morning and I yield and I can open up my mouth and come boldly to the throne of grace when somebody need a hug or somebody need a encouragement word, because I know how God let me lean on him. I know how he lifted me up and he turned me around. And that's why that compassion, what Jonah knew, he knew all these things. He knew when he was getting on that boat, because he told the men what Jesus had wanted him to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so it shouldn't really, as I was thinking, it shouldn't have been no surprise. But as that boat just shook and the winds came and all that, whatever in my imagination, mind, I was just thinking the things that God told me when he said, do what thus said the Lord, that he know that his eyes is watching everywhere. And that stopped me from doing anything that I know it wasn't pleasing to him. So, Lord, I just thank you this morning, God, for allowing me to share. I thank you this morning, God, for blessing my husband. I thank you for blessing my children, my grandchildren, this prayer line, my enemies. I don't care, my neighbors, God. I don't have anything that I dislike, because I know in Jesus and the goodness of him, I can pray it off, I can stand, and I can grow, and I can say, Lord, I love them. No matter what they do, I can love them, and I can repent myself, even when I know that I didn't even do anything wrong. But God, I just thank you. It's not what you do wrong or I do wrong, but what we can do better. So, Lord, I just thank you. And it's a song ending with Jonah. It's a Jonah song, and I meant to play it from the beginning, but this is some of it. So, Lord, I just thank you again. I thank you for Pastor Bradford, my friend. And I just love her so much. And this prayer line, each person name by name, and whoever's listening, God is good. And I just thank him for just who he is and all the wonderful things, certainly, that he's doing in my life. And I know he's doing it in yours, because when he said come together as one, we should come together as one. And once we know the word and we're receiving the word and we're just lifting somebody up or loving somebody or just understanding, because God said in his word, he rain on the just as well as the unjust. And, Lord, I just thank you for that, as you allow me to grow in your spirit and just grow in life itself and just to be strong in the word. And so that way when I can go out and I can tell somebody with a smile and I can just hug them and I can just tell them beautiful things that God had told me, and I can see wonderful things in their life, and you allow me to encourage them as I bring them out. So I'm just going to end and say, you guys, I love y'all so much. And without love, I know I'm not nothing. Without the Lord, we're not nothing. So, God, I give you glory and praise for everything that you're doing. In Jesus' wonderful, holy, miraculous name, amen.
In Jesus' holy and miraculous name, amen and amen and amen. We want to thank God for you. Minister Gwendolyn, amen. Thank God for your exhortation on Brother Jonah. Amen. Glory be to God. And also sharing a portion of your personal testimony. That was very encouraging. Amen. Because we overcome by the words of our testimony. Amen. Mm. And you asked two important questions. Amen. You said, what are we afraid of? What are we afraid mm-hmm. of? Amen. Mm-hmm. And you should not be fleeing from your assignment. You should not be fleeing mm-hmm. from your responsibility, what the Lord has called you to do. Why are you walking in the opposite direction? Or why are you not mm-hmm. walking at all? And what are mm-hmm. you afraid of? That is the million-dollar mm-hmm. question. That is the mm-hmm. million-dollar question, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a yes. sound mind. Amen. Yes. Fear has torment. Amen. But we want to thank God yes. for your sharing on Brother Jonah. He was afraid. Amen. Mm-hmm. But, amen, he overcame that. Amen. He learned obedience mm-hmm. the hard way.
mm-hmm. yes.
He learned obedience yes. the hard way. That boy was shut down. mm-hmm. 3 days. We can only yes. imagine what it was like in that well. Amen. Mm. Glory to that fish. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm. But he learned obedience. Mm-hmm. Amen. So mm-hmm. the same way he learned, we have to learn.
Mm.
And that was my takeaway from your presentation on this morning. Yes. Some of us are a little hard-headed. Some of yeah. us are fearful. Some of us running. We don't mm-hmm. even know what we're running from. Mm. Amen. But we have to run to God. Not what you're running mm-hmm. from, it's what you're running to.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so that we can yeah. complete our assignment on earth, because it's only what we do for Christ that's going to
yes,
last.
That's it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a wonderful, amen. Wonderful presentation. Amen. We want to thank God for the insight that you shared with us, opening the eyes of our understanding and helping us to evaluate our lives. You know, before we,
yes.
you know what, because sometimes we're so guilty. Like, a lot of people will read the story of Jonah and throw Jonah under the bus and talk about how he should have been did this and he should have did that and what was wrong with the brother. But before we do that, as you shared today, we need to look at our own lives.
Yes,
make
yes.
sure that we're not a Jonah. We don't have the spirit of Jonah.
Right.
That we're not running in the opposite direction from what God called us. And I think that's the reason God puts all this in the Bible, so that we can compare now our lives with Jonah and find out that Jonah wasn't that bad after all. You know, but by the grace of God, we all be doomed. Amen.
That's right.
So that was beautiful,
yes,
my
Lord.
Sister. Amen. That was beautiful. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Amen. Any announcements before we move forward? Anything, any announcements, anything you want to share? What's going on in your part of the vineyard? Anything? I always like to give opportunity to our presenters to make any announcements that they deem appropriate.
Yes, the main thing I like prayer. I love praying for others and seeing my family get closer together. And we got a marriage coming in, Jordan, and I know he can announce that his own self, but I'm so excited to see young people and both of them, him and his fiance, and they both saved and been delivered, and so much joy is going around their life, and I just thank God so much because I know Jordan's and her, Tior is his fiance's name. They're going to be a witness for the Lord. I can see it in their spirit. And they got a beautiful mom and two other sisters of hers. And as we gathered together, I just looked at all that and I just leaned back and I was just praising God and thanking him for these young people. Because a lot of times I would tell Jordan and my grandkids, we always would let them hear what we were saying. But now, you know, at the point of my life, I can really truly say, even though I've been teaching young kids my 35 or 40 years of teaching and stuff like that, and I would teach them about love. Love was one of the my favorites of God when he said love. Without love, we know that we can't do nothing because God is love. So I just thank him for this prayer line and each person name that God brings to me in my meditation and in my concentration. I always just pull your name out because that's what it's about. So I'm just grateful and just going around doing whatever God needs me to do, me and my husband and anybody, you know, that I know that likes prayer, whatever. I know they like me to pray. I like them to pray for me. I like y'all to pray for me. So, you know, I'm just caught up with a love thing in the Lord. So that's where I'm mainly at, and just wishing all good things upon this earth. And that song that plays, the girl said, turn it around, turn it around. So as y'all listening, I was just thinking, I was saying, Lord, masses is not on like it usually be. You walk in the store, they off, and I start glorifying God. I mean, the things that we really need to recognize, sometimes we just don't. And I just thank God that how he just turning situations around, even though the devil try to come and kill, steal, and destroy, it won't happen because God said, this battle's his and it's not ours. So I always think about that when I have trials and tribulations or I'm thinking about somebody else. So that's my report, and that's where I'm at. And I just thank you for listening, and God is good, and I just love y'all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Amen, Minister Gwendolyn. Amen, and we love you too. Amen. It's a love thing. I heard you say that, amen, in your comments. Amen, and it is a love thing. Amen,
it's
and we bless
thing.
You. It is a love thing.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Thing.
Have an awesome day.
Thank you. And you too.
Amen. All right, all right, all right. You've been listening to our sister Gwendolyn Richardson. Amen. We want to thank God for her. We want to thank God for her wonderful elaboration. Amen. And testimony. Amen. On Brother Jonah. Brother Jonah. Because he is our brother. And he'll be in heaven when we get there in spite of his disobedience. Isn't that beautiful? Even when we mess up, amen, we still be in heaven. All we got to do is confess our sins. That's all we have to do. In God so gracious, ask God to forgive us and start over again. So often we hear people say, well, God is the God of a second chance. I come to tell you God is the God of another chance, because God is God of a third chance, a fourth chance, a fifth chance, and a sixth chance too. He going to work with you as long as it takes. You work with him, he going to work with you. And that's our God. Amen. And so we love him so much. As our sister Gwendolyn said, we love God, but only because he first loved us. We want to invite you today to meet with us at 12 o'clock noon and then back at 9 p.m. Amen. For the altar prayer. Amen. On the power line. The power line, the wonderful prayer partners, the intercessors will come, take your prayer requests, pray with you, pray for you, pray together, touching and agreeing, and believing God to answer. Believing God for a miracle. Amen. Lord, we refuse to stop praying. This ministry is about prayer. We pray 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, every opportunity we get to pray. Amen. We pray. Amen. Because that's what God told us to do. Sister Gwendolyn shared with us tomorrow, today. Why are you fleeing from your assignment? Some of you looking for some big fancy position in the Lord, and the Lord, all the Lord wants you to do is pray. You was born to pray. You was born to be an intercessor. No, you're not out front. Okay. No, you're not out on stage. No, you're locked down in the prayer room. Amen. But you right where God would have you to be. You was called to be a prayer intercessor, and that's enough if that's what God called you to do. You don't have to look for center stage. Prayer intercessors don't get center stage on earth, but I guarantee you, you're going to have center stage in heaven. Amen. Just do what God called you to do. That's just it. You ain't got to add nothing to it. Don't take nothing away. If God called you to be a prayer intercessor, be the best prayer intercessor you can be. And the Lord is pleased. Amen. Because the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Please join us at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. And the telephone number to our prayer altar is 385-799-9729. And you can always go on our website at lifewordjesus.org to get any telephone numbers that you need. And our website is about to be revamped because we have other things to add to the website. But we have that information there now. So please come and join us. Amen. We welcome our visitors first. Happy to have you. We're happy to have you. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. While you're there on our website, if you desire to partner with this ministry or to sow into the good soil of this ministry, amen, by sowing a seed, amen, into the word, sowing into the word. Amen. You're not sowing into a person. You're not sowing into an event. You're sowing into the word, because that's the only thing that reaps a reward. That's the only thing that reaps a reward. When the seed, the soil of the word, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Amen. Just hit the donate button there. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to thank you in advance. Amen. For your generous donation. Our mailing address is there. P.O. Box 461. Post Office Box 461. And Glenside, Pennsylvania. And the zip code is 19038. Amen. And we bless the Lord. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The young people like to do Cash App. Amen. $LifeWordJesus. Amen. Give and the Lord shall give back to you. The Lord loves a generous giver. Amen. Generous. Amen. We want to thank God. Thank God. Thank God for Sister Gwendolyn. She's very generous. She has a very generous spirit. And I know myself and all of you. Amen. Our ministry partners here at Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, we are generous. That's why we're so blessed. And you, the world, we ain't seen nothing yet. We ain't seen nothing yet. Can you stand to be blessed? Amen. There's much more coming. Amen. There's much more coming. The latter shall be greater. Amen and amen. All right. That's it. Amen for today. Amen. Everybody be safe as you go out today. Amen. Glory be to God. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would order our steps, lead us, guide us, direct us, Father God, in the way you would have us to go. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news today, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, Father God, accidents, incidents, calamities, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just say thank you. We pray for families all around the world who are hurting today. They're in grief. They're in pain. Father God, their loved ones was murdered at a parade. The little two-year-old boy who mother and father was taken all at the same time. Father God, it's just not just, Father God, in Highland Park, but all around the world. All around the world, Father. But especially in the United States, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. 21 young people in Africa. They don't even know what happened. They all was at a gathering and everybody died. They just buried 21 young people all at the same time. Father God, there's this turmoil all around the world, Father God. People, they're searching, they're grasping. And we pray, Father God, that they might find the answer. They might find comfort. They might find hope, Father God. And knowing that, Father God, there is better days ahead. There's better days ahead. And even right now, Father God, you can give us peace in the midst of a storm. Father God, you can turn our tears into laughter, our pain into joy. Only you can do that. And so, Father God, we pray for the world around us. Remember those who are in hospice, hospitals, those who live alone. They have no interaction. It's very important that we interact with other people, even if you got to go out and get a cat or get a dog. Father God, we pray for these senior citizens who've been thrown up in somebody's boarding home and just left waiting for them to die so they can collect their inheritance and spend their money and live in their houses. Father God, we pray for those who are incarcerated. Everybody incarcerated is not guilty. There's a lot of innocent folks incarcerated. And even the ones that are guilty, we ask that you would give them another chance, Father. Give them another chance. Father God, we pray for our president. We pray for all the political leaders around the world. They need guidance. They have a very difficult situation. Very difficult. Father, that's a tough place to be. But Father God, you said when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. And when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. We pray for our police officers. They get a bad rap. All police officers aren't wicked. That's like saying everybody in the world is wicked. Everybody's not a bad person. Father God, matter of fact, there are no bad people. They might do some bad things, but there's no bad people. Father God, you love all of us. We were all made and created in your image. So we pray for our brothers and sisters around the globe. We pray for the children. Somebody's in childbirth right now. Help them to give a safe delivery to their baby. Father God, in the name of somebody's contemplating suicide right now, help them not to pull the trigger, Father. Father God, in the name of you, help them not to jump off the bridge. Help them not to do it, Father. Help them. Send your angels right now to minister to them, Father, that they might look up and see you. And so this is our prayer on today. Bless the prayer warriors as they come today to serve. Father God, these faithful prayer interceding in the gap, even when they're tired, Father, they're still praying for somebody else. And so, Father God, every prayer that they send up for somebody else, we ask that you would bless them with it also. Bless them with the increase. Bless them with the healing. Bless them with the miracle, Father. For you said, what we do unto others, you will do unto us. And so, Father, we thank you for all these things today. Thank you for Sister Gwendolyn, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the love in her heart. The love in her heart for your people. The love in her heart. Forefather, her husband and children and the family of God, even the sinner man, Father. We thank you for who she is and who she is becoming. Continue to expand her ministry. Father God, we know there's greatness on her and there's a work and a calling for her to complete as she works hand in hand with her husband. Help them not to be hindered. Help them not to be tricked. Help them not to move out of position. And we say thank you and we bless you even right now. So, Father, we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer in Jesus' name. And decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Jordan preparing for his wedding. Father, help it to be a beautiful wedding. Help it to be a beautiful wedding on the right date, at the right place, at the right time. And that this young couple will be an example for other young people, Father, that God can do it. And you will, and you did. In Jesus' name. Amen, and amen, and amen. Everybody have a lovely day, a glorious day, a victorious day, a powerhouse day. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord's willing, we'll meet you at the altar prayer at 12 and 9. If not, we'll meet you tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock on social media. If not, we'll be back here tomorrow. Amen. At same time, place, and station. Amen. I love you. Have a wonderful day. Apostle Dr. Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, come on in your car, at home, on your job. Come on and just roll with me in prayer. Knowing that what the Lord allows is already working for your good. What the Lord allows is what you need. He is
everything to you.
What the Lord allows is what you need. He's everything. He's everything to you. Sing it. While you're riding through your storm, you are not alone. God controls the wind. And he controls the waves.
The storm must obey every word that he says. He's everything to you. He's everything to you.
What the Lord allows, it's
what you need.
He's everything, everything to you. Why his will and his way.
Listen, Lord, come on in. And he will make a way as he will.
His hand is never slack to what he promised you.
Let him be your everything. And he'll be everything to you.
What the Lord allows.
What you need.
What you need.
Everything to you.
Everything to you.
What the Lord allows is
what you need.
He is everything to you. Oh, God is my everything. Oh, he is your my everything. Everything.